your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Hour number two, USAPrepares.com. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank Underhill and I are discussing survival economics, and I wanted to share something with you. I just wrote down some news at top of the hour news, and it looks like back-to-school spending. You know, those books, backpacks, and supplies that you buy for your children when they go back to school is down about a third from last year. A third. Frank and I have been talking about the economy, and we've been saying for quite a while, it is not improving. It's not improving. Now, a lot of us think that our children are the most important component of our family, and we're right. They are. And if we're spending a third less than last year on their education, which is one of the most important things that we can provide for our children. If we're spending a third less than last year, obviously the economy is not doing well. What do you think, Frank?
I agree. I really don't see a whole lot of stimulation. I think in my building here, though, there was a security company opened up here doing surveillance for fast food restaurants, but I think they're largely like minimum pay, wage paying jobs. But I think for most people, they're just happy to get some work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, security systems. I mean, why? That's something that I've noticed here in Virginia. As I travel around, I see more and more security systems in place. Now, a lot of people in the country don't have security systems, meaning a wireless alarm that is attached to the windows and the sliding glass doors and the front doors and the side doors and the garage doors. A lot of country homes don't have that. What they have is dogs. And then they have pieces of wood with iron attached to them for protection and security. So I'm seeing more alarm signs here in the East Coast than I see in the Ozark Mountains. Frank, I was looking at a post yesterday on the internet. And it's very disturbing to me. And it was a chart that says by age 60, 67% of Americans have experienced unemployment by age 60. That's two-thirds. Two-thirds of Americans have experienced unemployment in this country by the age of 60. And then it says 54% of us in America by age 60 have experienced poverty. That's more than half. More than half of us have experienced poverty by age 60. And then it went on to show in the same chart that 45% of us have gone on welfare by age 60. Those are not numbers indicative of a burgeoning economy.
I'm not surprised, and I think that's the way that it usually has been, except because there's a lot less fat on the beef, these numbers resonate even more so.
Mm-hmm. And let me add something to that I find even, well, it's in sync, and it's also disturbing. We're hearing more and more people talk about eating insects and eating bugs and grasshoppers and crickets. Well, we even had an exhibitor who I hadn't met. He came with another exhibitor. He came with Marjorie Wildcraft, and you've seen her on Doomsday Preppers. And he was actually frying up some bugs, literally, and eating them. And he was showing people, yeah, you can, you know, fry these bugs in butter and eat them. Okay. I'm not going to comment on him because he's a nice guy. But what I am going to comment on, more and more in the news, we are being desensitized to, hey, you can eat bugs, it's okay. It's okay to eat bugs. No, it's not okay to eat bugs. Why would we want to eat bugs when we can eat tomatoes and lettuce and wheat and corn and beef and lamb and rice? Why would we want to eat insects? What I'm saying is, this is part of America going down the drain. Now, they'll tell you that third world countries eat bugs. Yeah. Yeah, they do. Third world. Because they have to. Because they have to. We don't have to eat bugs yet. But yet, the news and the media is indicating that, you know, it's okay. Crickets, hey, crickets have protein. Well, sure. Sure they do. Worms have protein. Even house flies have protein. But let me tell you about an energy bar. There's a guy who started this company, and his energy bar company is called CHAPUL, Chapul. Chapul Energy Bars. They sell from between $2.99 to $3.59. They come in three flavors. You can get them in peanut butter flavor, chocolate flavor, and Thai flavor. And the ingredients are really simple. They have dates. They have a nectar. They've got coconut, ginger, lime, dark chocolate, and cricket flour. Flour from ground up dried crickets. Is that something you want to eat? Not me. Not me. I mean, if when you look at spices, common household spices, they have it's not indicated, but part of spices is insects. You know, some percentage of insects that land on the spices, they get dried, they die on it. Insect eggs, you know, and your oregano, insect parts, dust, lint. I mean, that's all part of the spices that you put on your food. Well, if it said 11% insects as an ingredient, I wouldn't buy it. But yet, people are buying these energy bars with crickets. I just wanted to mention, Frank, that I think that that's just one more sign that we're going down the drain, eating crickets.
Well, in South America and parts of the country, crickets and scorpions and all sorts of other delectables are actually cuisine. And again, this is another attempt to, I think, maybe globalize America into a new world diet consisting primarily of insects and crickets. So when you hear of, you know, big swarms of crickets, you know, popping their head every so many years, that can probably even be a way of, or locusts or whatever, you know, that's the new staple diet. I remember as a little kid reading Sully and Green, where they're making crackers out of people. And I think that, you know, the insects come pretty close to that.
Soylent Green, S-O-Y-L-E-N-T, if I remember correctly, class. You might want to, it's a video with Charlton Heston, I believe, and it's an old one. I believe it's from the 1960s, maybe the 70s. I haven't seen it in a long time. We own it. We own that video. And it, yeah, that's right. People are now the food. And that's probably coming. That's probably coming. We'll probably hear in our lifetimes that, you know what, geez, these cemeteries are really full, and it's a shame that we're wasting land to put dead people in cemeteries. And you know, the cost of fuel to burn the bodies in crematoriums, that's an enormous waste of fuel. It takes a lot of BTUs of natural gas or propane, or if they have an electric furnace. So I have a feeling that in our lifetime we're gonna find out that the best use for people is crackers or food or some kind of a meat. I can just see it coming. Or if that's not the case, maybe it's what we should feed our animals. I can just feel this is coming, Frank. You know, here in Virginia, where I'm temporarily staying for maybe another day or two or three or four, I'm not sure. I was looking at the price of homes, and I've been tracking them. There's in a development, there are homes that were selling for about $235,000 a year ago, 1 year ago. Now that those very same homes, Frank, are selling for $335,000, almost a 50% increase in the price of these homes that I've been tracking. That's staggering, Frank. 50%, almost 50% in a year. What do you think? What's going on?
Well, it's very staggering, and you know, that's if you're lucky. I think there's people that lost a lot of their homes and getting foreclosed on and short sailed out. So,
right.
You know, I think that should be the best of the worst news.
Yeah. A year ago, $235,000. Now $335,000 in 1 year. Yeah. So, I'm not sure what's going on, but you know what I don't see? I don't see, as we're talking about the economy, I don't see a lot of construction. It used to be we'd drive along, we go, oh, geez, you know, they're tearing up this road, they're doing construction on the road. We would see trucks hauling lumber, trucks hauling concrete, trucks, filled with construction workers for, you know, commercial and residential construction. I don't see it anymore, Frank. I just don't see it. It was almost to the point where anyone who could afford to buy some kind of a pickup truck, whether it be used or make payments on a new one, and could get a ladder and a level and a hammer, was now a contractor. I don't see that anymore. Do you see that in Las Vegas?
Well, you see some repairs happening, but no big projects in the work.
Yeah, that's what I mean, construction. I don't see construction projects. I see some repairs, but not big construction. When we come back, Frank, let's talk about where you think silver's headed. Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. And his number, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And I have an iPad, but I really don't like the fact that I don't know how to connect my iPad wired to my network. I really don't like the fact that it operates wirelessly exclusively. I'd really like it to work with wire and plug it in somehow to my network Ethernet switch. So if any of you know how to do that, I'd appreciate a heads up on how to connect my iPad to a wired network. And you know, Frank and I have been talking about the economy. Now, 80%, 80% of U.S. adults are struggling with government assistance because they're at near poverty levels or they're jobless. 80% during some portion of their lives. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine 80% of us either having to receive welfare, food stamps, government assistance, we are at near poverty levels or at poverty levels or are jobless or some combination thereof? 80%. Now, the reason I keep hammering that point is if you think the economy is doing well and you think, well, geez, it's just us. No. Everyone, except for a few, is having a tough time. And what's happening is the middle class is being wiped out. However, what I've noticed, and I just figured this out, I woke up in the middle of the night and I said to Mrs. Finelli, I get it. There are still people buying Bugattis. There are still people buying Ferraris. There are still people buying Lamborghinis, Bentleys, Rolls Royces, BMWs. There's still people buying them, but they're way out of the reach of the middle class now. It used to be that if you really, really worked hard and you were successful, you know, you could have a BMW, but they're getting harder and harder to get and harder to afford because the middle class is being wiped out, but not the elite. They're doing just fine. So I think that BMW is okay. is okay with being the automobile builder for the elite. I think they're okay with that. I think Ferrari's okay with that, too. But it used to be that the middle class, by working hard and making more correct decisions than incorrect decisions, could buy them. Frank, what do you think?
Well, I think the word government assistance is very weak. I think the word is government dependency. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, like, you know, I've never met, like, I think I said on one of your first programs that I ever went on, that since moving to Nevada here, I've never seen so many people working for the government. Like in Canada, I didn't know anyone who worked for the government. Nobody. Right. I'm sure they were out there, maybe school teachers, but here, oh, I work for the county. I work in the jail. I work in City Hall. Mm-hmm. I work for gaming authority. Oh, I work for the police department, or I work mm-hmm. for the fire department. Oh, I work for the school district, or I work for a county hospital. It's like everyone you meet here has a government job.
Right, right, and those are the ones I believe who
state,
are
federal, municipal. It doesn't end. It's like if there's no government infrastructure in a place, it's like there's no jobs. So like where you live, Vincent, I'm sure you can see for all miles can see, no one around you was with the government there because nobody's there. And basically, I think that's what's happening is that we're leaning too hard on government. We look for government to fix problems, and people got to realize the government is ancient Rome, and we saw where the Greek Empire, the Roman Empire before the Babylonian, after that the Ottoman Empire. We've seen where these empires all go. They all tend to collapse, and we've seen the Japanese with the kick at the can, and the Saudis at the kick at the can, and the Americans at the kick at the can, and now it's the Chinese with the kick at the can. And for how long that's going to carry on, who knows? But one thing we do know is that this is not the superpower that we used to be. If we look for problems from, say, you know, south of the border to cure our problems, or we look for solutions in the Far East to cure our problems, when fixing dilemmas were an American issue that Americans would work on. But we seem to be reaching everywhere except where we should be reaching.
Couldn't have said it better. Frank Underhill. Frank Underhill, USAPrepares.com. Frank, I want to talk about what we don't have where I live in the Ozark Mountains, things we don't have. Then let's get on to silvers in the doldrums. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
TV
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Tomorrow you're going to get a chance to meet two of our newest instructors. And one of them has got an unbelievable story to tell you. And I'm not going to give you the instructors' names because we might not be on the air if I do. I'm not kidding. Great, great story. So tomorrow you're going to, you might want to tune in. Very, very interesting information. It's about who we are and what some of the things that happened to us at USAPreparers.com. Also, tonight, meetup tonight, Springfield, Ziggy's. We're going to learn about reloading rifle cartridges, pistol cartridges, shotgun cartridges, and we'll have the LEDs that you've ordered. So if you want the remainder of those LED strips that you ordered, we have them. They'll be at Ziggy's tonight. And I was talking with Frank Underhill. We're talking about survival economics. And what I mentioned is there are things that we don't have in the Ozark Mountains in Missouri. And I want to share that with you. Then we'll talk about silver. We don't have, where I live, we don't have trash pickup. There is no government agency, organization, or group that picks up our trash. We don't have any curbs. No curbs. No sidewalks, no streetlights, and we don't have any town police. That's what we don't have where I live in the Ozark Mountains of Missouri. So we are on our own, and we like it that way. So, Frank, silver is in the doldrums. What can you tell us about why?
Well, silver is simply just waiting to take its cue from gold, because, of course, silver follows gold. Gold is more of a monetary intrinsicness, where silver is more of an industrial, although it is handled as a precious metal. Mm-hmm. But as long as gold stays in this like slight upward incline and not showing more quicker pace of rising prices, silver will probably be down here for a while. But also bear in mind, all is not over for silver. Silver is still traded every day. It just takes a lot more a lot more to get it to show any movement. But I think as long as it hovers around $20 an ounce here, it should be okay. If it was down to $12 when I first started, then I'd say you have a long wait. But the fact that silver is moving upwardsly and it's off that $17-$18 low, it should be a relief to most silver holders.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm comfortable with physical silver. I really am. And to me, it's never been an investment. It's always been something that I would save. And if times got really bad, I could liquidate it very, very, very slowly and use it for barter and for trade when the Federal Reserve note goes to its intrinsic value, which is the value of that piece of paper with green ink on it, which is what fires were started with. And in the Weimar Republic, that's what it was ultimately used for. It was more valuable in BTUs as heat heat fuel than it was for purchasing things. Frank, we're talking about Soylent Green a little earlier in this broadcast. Now, in London, there is going to be the release of the first test tube grown, well, I can't call it a hamburger, and I don't even know if we can call it a beef burger, of something that appears to look like a hamburger. It's this 5-ounce thing that's going to be sold. The original prototype cost $384,000 to make. It's going to be a 5-ounce burger, a Frankenburger. It's made of 3,000 tiny strips of meat grown from the stem cells of a cow. The meat is said to be, if you were to describe it, the raw meat is gray in color, not pink, not red. It's gray. It's got a slippery texture similar to squid or scallop, which is not what beef is like. And this is going to be released for the first time in London. So if you want to have a not naturally produced hamburger, you're going to be able to buy one in London this week. Now, the creator of this thinks that it's going to solve some problems in the meat industry. I have a feeling it's going to do more than solve problems in the meat industry. I think if this thing takes off, people are going to buy it, and it might damage the beef industry, which is what I'm in. And also, it might damage you as a person. Because who's to say that we're not going to get sick from this? Seriously. I made a huge mistake over the weekend. Someone purchased Frito corn chips, and I ate maybe 3 or 4 of them, and I immediately had a violent stomach reaction to it. There's no question in my mind that that's what it was, and I have a feeling it's that GMO corn. I can't take it. My body immediately reacts to GMO corn. I get like a violent stomach eruptus. And I wonder what's going to happen with this burger. I don't like it. I don't know why it's being allowed. I don't know why, how can this happen? How can we artificially grow things like this and then sell them to people? I don't get it. I really don't get it. It's not natural. It's not natural.
Well, I don't think it'll fly. I think people, when they go to the butcher store, they like to see cuts of meat, whether it be shoulder from the chuck or a strip loin from the short loin or top sirloin from the butt area. I think it's weird science, basically.
Yeah, well, what they do is they take muscle tissue, and they extract the stem cells from the muscle tissue, and then they grow these cells artificially in artificial containers, and then they take the new muscle fibers and they grind them and mince them into burgers. So it's a four-step process. But it's not like raising a calf into a cow, butchering the cow, cutting it, and cutting it up into, you know, pieces of meat that we can cook. It's just totally unnatural to me, and I don't like what I'm hearing. And I certainly don't like whoever's approving it. Years ago, when I had a company in California, we were manufacturing satellite communications equipment, and I had an Alfa Romeo Alfetta. It was a two-door coupe, and it was a 1980 model. And it was a 1979 model. And one of my dear friends got in it, and he just had a fit over the seatbelt, the design of the seatbelt. And what he said to me was, "Hey, Vinny, who approved this design?" He didn't say who engineered it, who thought it up. He wanted to know of the final process, the final step in the process, who authorized, who approved this horrible design for the seatbelt. And that's what I want to know about this meat, this stem cell artificially grown tissue from a cow. Who approved that design? Who is allowing that to be sold on the marketplace? I want to know who that is, because I think we should call him up and tell him what we think, or her. Frank, what is happening with China? China is slowing down, right? China is slowing down.
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the good news is there'll be a little less pollution in the Earth's atmosphere. But it looks to me like we're not buying TVs like we used to buy. We're not buying electronics like we used to buy. I guess a lot of us have all that we could possibly want. How many more TVs could we need? But what is happening with China? What do you see?
Well, I see a slowdown in construction. Of course, people know that China is the largest holder of U.S. Debt. Mm-hmm. And I think if they start to slow down to a degree, they might start liquidating these obligations. Mm-hmm. And I think that could probably put pressure on the U.S. dollar. And I think that will help gold out again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So are you seeing what I'm seeing, that there's a slowdown in the purchase of Chinese products?
Well, I see probably a slowdown not in Chinese products here, but I think in Chinese products back in China. I think the economy slowed down. I think the construction has really come to a grinding halt. I think that the consumers there are getting tapped. And you know, just with a grain of salt, you know, China's still a closed economy. It's still a communist technocracy. So there's really no disclosures. But when you see that it has slowed down over there, I don't think they are also into bailing out either. So I think that they might have, like, again, since they're sitting on these U.S. treasuries, I think instead of interfering internally, they might just move this paper out foreign, you know, export it back here and use those proceeds to prop up whatever they are doing over there. Remember, their money doesn't trade. You can't really, I don't think, take it out of the country. And again, there's no disclosure there. But I think that might come into play shortly, what the Chinese economy does and what their stance on treasuries may be, on U.S. treasuries may be.
Frank, as I look at China as a whole, we have their we'll call it the trash that we have discarded in our landfills that came from China, products that have short life expectancies, products that work for a very short time, and we don't fix anything. We don't fix televisions anymore. We don't fix radios anymore. We don't fix small electronics anymore. We just throw them away and buy another one. Well, as they have our money, and as we filled our landfills with their junk, what are they going to do with our money? Let's talk about that. What are they going to do with those electronic digits that we've sent over there? Now they're sitting on them. What are they going to buy with them? Frank Underhill, Infinelli, USAPrepares.com. I'd like to know the answer to that. I think they're going to buy our businesses and our land.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us, and let me give you his number if you'd like to chat with him. If you are a holder of securities in the resource sector, mining, and other resources, let me give you his number. 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. And there's a link to Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com, on the website, usapreparis.com, page one, at the bottom of the page where the instructors are. So that's usapreparis.com, page one, in the black section where the instructors are. You can click on Frank Underhill, and it'll take you right to his website. Frank, we're talking about the Chinese. They are holding a lot of our digits. And Ben Bernanke has admitted, that he is printing, not in a physical sense, but he has admitted printing. That is obviously inflationary. There's no other way of saying it. It's going to result in more and more and more inflation. Now, what are the Chinese going to do if they know? If they know that the U.S. dollar in digits is going to be worth less and less and less over time, they know that, they're holding them, and we don't make anything that they can buy. What in the heck are they going to do? I can only see businesses and land being purchased by them. Is there any other choice, Frank?
Well, I think if the U.S. dollar drops to a significant point, with or without a slowdown over there, they might want to sell treasuries just to protect their paper profits. And I think you'll probably even see that. And I think that too would only compound the problem, because as we see in it with gold or silver or oil or any other situation, selling brings in selling, and that only compounds more selling through, puts and derivatives and other trading strategies. So you could see maybe even unwinding, if you will, just like what we've seen the unwinding in the gold over the last 2 months. But you know that's also a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Frank, I was looking at the news during the last break, and fast food workers are having a tough time. Obviously, they're having a tough time. Everybody that's working part-time hours for minimum wage has got to be having a tough time. Well, there is a multi-state, multi-city strike that's being called today. That would be workers are striking McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, KFC, that'd be Kentucky Fried Chicken, and some store employees, including Dollar Tree, Macy's, and Victoria's Secret, are expected to join the protesters in several cities. What cities? New York City, Chicago, Detroit, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Flint, Michigan. What do they want? They want higher wages. How much? Double. They want to go from about $7.25 per hour, minimum wage, they want to go to $15 an hour. So I think it's interesting that they are, it may sound like I'm on the wrong side of this, but I think that the little guys have been beaten up so long that they're rising up, and I hope they are sounding the alarm to let people know that we cannot live through these inflationary times where fuel is going up, everything that we buy is going up and up and up, and people cannot live on the minimum wage. Now, I don't like the fact that there's a minimum wage. I don't think there should be a minimum wage. I think what we should do is pay people what they're worth. But I don't think we can live on the amount that is being stated as the minimum wage, $7.25 per hour, part-time, no benefits. Frank, really quickly, your thoughts?
I agree. I think minimum wage is obsolete, and I think, if anything, it's only a way that to keep people at minimum wage, basically. People should be able to negotiate their own wage with an employer.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm parked. And class, if you are in the insurance industry and you're an expert and you want to share your information with us and teach class, contact us, please, on the website, usapreparers.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Frank Underhill, thanks so much for being with us.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.